Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Kodesh Thursday evening, Pirkei Avos series. As you could see on the top of the handout, tonight's year is sponsored by Gail Hoffman. It should be his chus refuah shalema for the following cholim besoch sha'ar chole Yisrael: Shlomo ben Sara Dina, Elchanan Pesach ben Sara, Yohonasan Ezra ben Leah, and Harav Shmuel ben Chava Leah, should all merit refuos besuros tovos, Rachim Meshamayim, Arichus Yamim, Vishanim, with Nachas to and from their families, in the merit of the Torah learning that we share this evening. Azros Hashem, Amen V'Amen. So we are actually going to revisit a Mishnah that we already learned, but we're having totally different insights. There are two very similar Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos, Mishnayos, I should say. They both are in Perek Aleph. One sort of opens Perek Aleph and one closes Perek Aleph. The first Mishnah on Perek Aleph tells us the Mesorah from Sinai to Moshe, Moshe to Yeshua, etc. The second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that Shimon HaTzadik Hayam Mishiari Knesses HaGdola. Shimon HaTzadik used to say, upon three things the world stands. What are those three things? Al HaTorah, V'al HaAvoda, V'al Gmilas Chasadim. The world stands upon three things, which is Torah, Avoda, and Gmilas Chasadim. Okay? The last Mishnah in Pirkei Avos similarly seems to tell us something very similar. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. So who, before I even tell you what Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, I'm quoting from Rabbi Lau on Pirkei Avos, beautiful set, art school, three-volume set, Rav Lau on Pirkei Avos, Yachai Yisrael. And Rav Lau tells us, who was this Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? I'm talking now about Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Ches, which is the final Mishnah in Perek Aleph. So Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel of this Mishnah, served as the Nasi of the Sanhedrin in the fourth generation of the Tanaim following the Bar Kokhba revolt. The Bar Kokhba revolt was really the last stronghold, and when it was squelched, it was really the last Jewish dominance, if you will, in the Holy Land that really sealed the nail in the coffin of the Churban. So he lived in the fourth generation of the Tanaim. Following the Bar Kokhba revolt, his generation experienced the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and they struggled to survive despite the ruthless persecution of the Roman government. So we're talking about post-Bayi Sheni, of course. In those terrible times, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel reaffirmed the basic principles of Torah and the means by which Torah could be transmitted to future generations. So we have to also keep in mind the time period in which they are living. They're living in a terrible time post-Churban, when Jewish sovereignty has been taken away from them, when thousands have been slaughtered and thousands and tens of thousands have been taken into exile. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel tells us, Al Shlosha Darim Ha'olam Omeid. Upon three things does the world stand. Al Hadin v'al ha'emes v'al ha'shalom. What are the three things? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who lives in the aftermath of the Bar Kokhba revolt, the loss of Jewish sovereignty, the terrible slaughter, Roman persecution. The Romans were the ones, of course, who perpetrated the Asar Hugei Malchus, the 10 martyrs. Al Hadin v'al ha'emes v'al ha'shalom. The world stands upon justice, truth, and peace. Shanemar, quoting a pasuk from Zechariah, Paraches, pasuk Tazayin, Emes u'mishpat shalom. So here are the three components. Emes corresponds to Emes, Mishpat corresponds to Din, Shalom corresponds to Din, Shiftu b'sha'arechem, truth, justice, and peace, you shall judge or execute or carry out in your gates. So these are the three things upon which the world stands. Now you might ask, what is the difference between Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, the Torah, Avod, and Gemilas Chasadim, Ashlosh Advarim Ha'olam Amid. And the final Mishnah in Perek Aleph tells you about Din, Emes, and Shalom, justice, truth, and peace. So let us begin like we usually do in the Bar Tanura. So the Bar Tanura tells us, and this is the Bar Tanura to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yerches, Ashlosh Advarim Ha'olam Amid. So the Bar Tanura says, Yeshuvan Shel Bnei Adam Miskayim. The existence, hard to translate exactly into English, the Yeshuvasan Shel Bnei Adam, the continued existence, the living, the dwelling of man is upheld through these things. Ein zeh kamoha olam hamei dileil. This is not like the first three things. The first three things that the Pirkei Avos opens with, the Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim, are for what the world was created. The whole world was created for Torah. The whole world was created for Avodah, Karbanos, slash Tefillah. The whole world was created for Gemilas, Chasadim. This Mishnah, and it makes sense when we consider the historical time period in which Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel lived. There was a time of great turmoil, great upheaval, destruction, when truth was lost from the world, when the enemy had the upper hand and the Bnei Yisrael had the lower hand, Rachman al-Tzlan. It is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel who comes along and says, these three things, din, justice, emes, truth, and shalom, peace, are necessary for what? Yeshuvan shal Bnei Adam mitkayim. If man, if society wants to continue, wants to be healthy, if man wants to live in this world, it's not for what the world was created, but these three ingredients, justice, truth, and peace, are necessary for mankind to be able to survive in this world. Justice, truth, and peace. I chose this Mishnah this evening really because it's going to relate to Parshas Bereishis, as you will see. But I think that it's very telling. I just saw, Mamish, a couple minutes before Shir, that there was some kind of Security Council meeting with different Jewish leaders, and they are warning the Jewish communities to be on guard on election day, that they are expecting violence and riots, etc. Rachman al-Tzlan, may their Ribono shel Olam watch over all of us. And I think that we're living in a time, I think, anyone could open up and read the news, when din, emes, and shalom, justice, and truth, and peace are lacking. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lived, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, God is also with me, teaches us that without these three things, man cannot be secure in his footage in this world. Al hadin, what is din? Lezakos es hazakai, ulachayev es hachayev. To make the innocent one, you should declare the innocent one innocent, and you should declare the guilty party guilty. Va'al ha'emes, shelo yishakru ish ba'amiso. One man, from the word sheker, one man should not lie to his fellow. Va'al ha'shalom bein ha'malchius u bein adam ha'chaviro. Shalom must be prevalent not only between world leaders, between different kingdoms, which it must be, but also between man and his friend. And if we want these three things to exist, if we want the world to exist, then we must all strive to uphold din, justice, emes, truth, and shalom, peace. I will take you to Rav Shamsher Rafael Hirsch. Okay? Rav Shamsher Rafael Hirsch. I need to go to where I could see someone. Could you see that I switched the screen to Rav Hirsch? So Rav Shamsher Rafael Hirsch, and pay attention, it's a little bit wordy, but it's very powerful, and again, it seems to me, at least, a strong comment on society today when we look at the political environment flooding, specifically the political environment in our country, the turmoil and the chaos in the world in general. Rav Shamsher Rafael Hirsch, who died again, 1888 in Germany. So he lived in the 1800s in Germany. And Rav Hirsch says, if truth should be removed from human speech, and truth shall be removed from human understanding, so that the truth is no longer known, there's no more freedom of speech, there's no more freedom of thought, there's no more freedom of expression, there's no more truth. If truth is removed and it is no longer uttered and taught, if speech serves only to conceal our thoughts and to spread error, if speech spreads falsehood and deceit instead of the truth. It's frightening. It's frightening to witness a world around us that today serves to conceal the truth and rather spread error, falsehood, and deceit. That's MS. Justice, din. If justice should be eliminated from the deeds and the affairs of men, if there is no justice amongst our deeds and our affairs, if men would no longer honor the most sacred of inalienable rights, justice, before justice, selfishness, violence, and personal interest must bow. So really, in a world of justice, selfishness, violence, and personal interest must bow before justice. But if that does not happen, if justice becomes corrupt, then there is no supreme authority to defend the rights of all with steadfast determination. There is no supreme authority when justice bows before selfishness instead of vice versa. And there is no one to protect us against act of aggression. I find the FP should be banished from the sentiments and the esteem of men, so that there be no one who of his own free will would waive for the sake of peace whatever is his to sacrifice. So if truth, justice, and peace vanish from our earth, if truth is not spoken, but rather speech conceals the truth and speaks falsehood and lies, if the news spreads error and deceit instead of spreading the truth, I must mention that earlier this week, Monday, on the secular calendar, was the 20th anniversary / on the English calendar, Yahrzeit, of the Ramallah lynching. I am sure that, like me, you all remember the image seared in our collective memory of the young Arab terrorist, Yimach Shmo Vizicho, standing at the window of the Ramallah police station with literally, no pun intended, Jewish blood dripping from his hands. The two IDF reservists took a wrong turn. They got lost. They were lynched and mutilated and dragged to the streets and terribly defiled. And I'm sure you all remember the image. Ultimately, that terrorist was released in the Shalit deal. I'm not commenting, I'm just stating a fact. But sometimes we live in a world where truth is removed from our intellect, from our understanding, from our speech. And instead, error, falsehood, and deceit is spread. And justice is eliminated from the affairs of men. And instead of selfishness bowing to justice and violence bowing to justice, justice bows to selfishness, violence, and personal interest. So there's no one to protect us. There's no supreme authority to defend the rights of all men. And peace is banished from the esteem of men. If truth and justice and peace should vanish from the earth, if truth and justice and peace should vanish from the earth, then no matter what else the world might have in which to glory, the affairs of men will attain neither stability nor permanent value. If truth, MS, justice, deen, and peace, shalom, will vanish from the earth, then no matter what else we have in which to glory, the affairs of men will attain neither stability nor permanent value. Money, houses, jobs, material possessions, sanctuaries, schools. If truth, MS, justice, deen, and peace, shalom, shall vanish from the earth, then no matter what else one has in which to potentially glorify himself, the affairs of men will attain neither stability nor personal value. Let's go back to my handout. Oh my gosh, I marked up the whole thing. Not on purpose. Doesn't matter. Oh yeah, it doesn't matter. I have to stop screen sharing and go back. Can you see my screen? I went out because I marked it up and I came back in. We did Rosh Hashanah Polish. I'm going to show you two psukim in Tanakh, really, one from our Parsha and one from Tehillim. And then I'm going to quote from Mr. Irving Bunim Zichron Alevracha and Askan, who worked with Rav Kotler Zatzal to save Jewry as much as they could, the Var HaHatzala, during the time of the Holocaust and in its aftermath. Bereishis Perak Al Pasugirav, our Parsha, Maisa Bereishis. Vayomer Elohim, and Elohim said, Tadshe Ha'aretz Dasha, Esav Mazria Zera, Eitz Pri Osa Pri Limino. The earth should sprout forth grasses, and herbage, seeding seed, trees of fruit, making fruit according to their kind. Asher zaro bo, that their seeds are in it upon the earth, vayehi kein, and it was so. Another pasuk from Tanakh, Tehillim, pasuk parachav gimel, pasuk beis, David HaMelech says, Benos desha ar yar bitzeini, we sing this by Shal Shittis, amei menuchos yina aleini, Miriam Peretz says, she says this when she goes to the farm of her children, Along green pastures. Once again, you have the word dasha right here. Along pastures of grass, God causes me to lay down. He leads me by streams of tranquil waters. I'm going to quote from Irving Bunim. Keep in mind the psukim that we just saw, please. Mr. Irving Bunim says, we might also say, I showed you those two psukim, just keep them in mind. Okay. First of all, he says, what is the connection between the second Mishnah, Torah Avodah Gmilas Chasadim, and the final Mishnah of Perek Aleph, Din, Shalom, and Emes? So, Mr. Irving Bunim says, we might also say this teaching, the Sefer is called, the set is called Ethics from Sinai. Actually, it was gifted to me by his granddaughter, Toby Fine, many years ago, some years ago. We might also say this teaching, Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yerches, Din, Shalom, and Emes, suggests specific qualities with which we observe Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Our study of Torah, so Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, corresponds to Din, Shalom, and Emes. How so? Our study of Torah must be be'emes, it must be true. Its conclusions that we draw must be in accordance with the law, Din. And when we study Torah, it must always be in the interest of Shalom, peace. So what he's showing is that the second Mishnah, Shimon HaTzadik Hayim Mishar, Knesset HaGedolah, Hu Haya Omer HaShlosh HaDvarim HaOlam HaMeir, Ala Torah V'Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, each one fits into Din, Shalom, and Emes. When a person learns Torah, it must be with the Emes of Torah, without corruption. The conclusions that we draw from the Torah learning in terms of halacha must be bedin. And finally, kol darcha darchei noam, v'chol nisiv asah shalom. We must always be striving for peace in our Torah learning. Furthermore, avoda. Our avoda must be sincere, must be emestic. When you come to God with your prayers, make sure your heart's in it. Make sure you feel the truth of those prayers. Our prayers must be halachically correct. Din, you can't do whatever you want. You can't daven marv in the morning. Why not? Because there's a time to daven marv, and there's a time to daven shachris, and you can't bow down by vilma malshini because you're supposed to bow down by modim. And finally, our prayers should achieve harmony, shalom, between man and his maker. And finally, Gemilas Chasadim as well must be performed in truth and sincerity. When a person goes to perform acts of Gemilas Chasadim, it has to be emestic. Make sure that you feel for the other person. Make sure you sincerely want to help the other person. Make sure you put your emes into your Gemilas Chasadim. It must be consistent with one's legal obligation. So you can't do Gemilas Chasadim by stealing from the store and giving to the poor person. That's not an act of chesed. That's ames. That's a mitzvah. Hababa avera. You can't steal in order to do chesed. Your chesed must be consistent with the law. And finally, when you do Gemilas Chasadim, it should be intended to sow the seeds of peace between human beings. I thought that this was very beautiful. So this is a beautiful way to understand the correspondence between the first Mishnah, the second Mishnah of Perek Aleph, and the final Mishnah of Perek Aleph. Al shlosh advarim ha'olam ha'meid, ala Torah v'alvod v'gmilas chasadim. Furthermore, al shlosh advarim ha'olam ha'meid, ala din shalom and emes, because your Torah learning must be bedin b'shalom b'emes. Your tefillah must be bedin b'shalom b'emes. And finally, your acts of gmilas chasadim must be bedin b'shalom b'emes. Why did I show you those two psukim? The first pasuk that I showed you from Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashem Elohim said, Tadshe Haaretz Dasha. Esav Mazriya Zara, Eitz Pri Oses Pri Liminehu. If you noticed, Tadshe Haaretz Dasha, Dasha is made up of three letters, Dalid, Shin, and Aleph. Now your mind's already probably going to the Mishnah. Dalish and Aleph stands for Din, Shalom, and Emes. So Mr. Irving Bunim quotes this, but you should just know that Rabbi Lau, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, quotes this as well. So this is brought down both by in Ethics from Sarnay, as well as in Yachal Yisrael from Pirkei Avos, that we learn that when the Ribbono Shel Olam said, let the earth sprout grass, herbage, what God was really saying is Tadshe Haaretz Desha. Without Din, what should the earth sprout? The earth must sprout in order to continue to exist. Din, justice, shalom, peace, and emes, truth. So we see that these three components were woven into the very fabric of Maisa Bereishis. Yes, we need grass and herbage in order for the world to survive. But even more important than grass and herbage, we must have justice, we must have truth, and we must have peace. Mr. Irving Bunim in the Ethics from Sinai adds something interesting. He connects it to Parachov Gimel of Tehillim that I showed you. that I showed you, where the pasuk says, "Binos desha yarbitzeni, binos desha yarbitzeni, ame minuchos yinaleni." God takes me by green pastures. He causes me to, he leads me by still waters. So what is the lesson there? Perhaps David HaMelech means, writes Mr. Irving Bunim, the Almighty has given me the privilege to rest amidst the conditions of justice, truth, and peace. King David is saying, "Binos desha yarbitzeni," that he brings me along so cute. Can I know her? Baruch Hashem. From the time the child begins to speak, while she says, "You should already teach them Torah, Tzivu Lanu Moshe, Marasha, Kehilas Yaakov." So, Baruch Hashem. It's can I know her? Beautiful. Shem Alam Nachas. Okay. So David HaMelech is saying, Binos desha yarbitzeni. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to really lead us along the path, not only of green grass. It's nice to take a walk. It's nice to go to the botanical garden. It's nice to appreciate the world of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But what we're really asking God is to always cause us to live a life that leads us to, and the fellow around us, Din, Shalom, and Emes, because without Din, Shalom, and Emes, as we have seen, Rosh Hashanah for all Hirsch is very powerful. The world simply cannot exist. Furthermore, the Mishnah, he says, and I'm going back to screen share to show you the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah ends by saying, by quoting a pasuk from Zechariah, Parachas Pasuk Tazayin. I assume you could see my screen? Yes or no? Yeah, good. Emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'arechem. Truth, justice, and peace you should execute or judge in your gates b'sha'arechem. So, Ethics from Sinai writes, the Mishnah concludes with this supporting pasuk from Navi. The word gates here is meant as a symbol for all human culture and civilization. If you want to continue to have the gates of humanity, if you want to continue to have the gates of culture and civilization, if you wish to have your civilization endure, then you must be sure to have the truth, the law, and the peace as priority in your society. These are necessary conditions for a man to maintain intelligent and meaningful relations with fellow man. And these are the foundations of society. Without din, justice, shalom, peace, and emes, truth, viable relations between men become, quote, impossible. And like we saw in the Bar Tanura, Bein Malchios, viable relations between kingdoms also become impossible. And I think that this Mishnah is very, very, very powerful. Again, keep in mind, when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lived post-Khorban, terrible turmoil after the fall of the Bar Kochva rebellion in the time of Roman persecution. And he can really tell us, Rahman al-Islam, that if a society is lacking in din, justice, in shalom, peace, and in emes, truth, then that society cannot exist and cannot prevail. So that's why you have these two psukim here. We already saw that Vayomer Elokim Tachei Haaretz Desha. God said the earth shall sprout. What shall the earth sprout? The earth shall sprout justice, peace, and truth. Furthermore, David HaMelech is saying, Binos Desha Yarbitzeni. It's a tefillah. Hashem, please always lead me in the path of justice, in the path of peace, and the path of truth. And I also love, don't forget, how Ethics from Sinai, Mr. Bunim, connect the Torah, Vodu, Gmilas Chasadim with the Din, the Shalom, and the Emes. The Baal HaTurim points out, first pasuk in the Torah, I didn't even write Bereishis 1:1, because I think when we see this, we know it's Bereishis 1:1. Bereishis bar Elokim, Esa Shemayim ve'Esa Aretz. In the beginning, Elokim created the heavens and the earth. The Baal Turim points out, Bara Elokim es, the Baal Turim was the tour, he was a Rishon, Bara Elokim es, so look at the screen, Bara Elokim es, Sofei Tevos Emes, look at the last three letters. Elokim created, Aleph, Mem, Tav. What does Aleph, Mem, Tav spell? Emes. Emes is one of the pillars upon which the world cannot exist without. So the final letters spell emes. Malamit says the Baal Turim, Shebara ha'olam be'emes. The whole world was created with truth. Again, what are the three things that we read in this Mishnah that are absolutely not negotiable for the sustaining, the healthy sustenance of our world? Din, justice, shalom, peace, and emes, truth. So I want to spend the last few minutes specifically talking about the truth of the matter. Pun is intended. The Baal Turim says, Bara Elokim es, the first pasuk in the Torah, words 2, 3, and 4, and with, Aleph, Mem, Tov, Sofi, Tevos, Emes. These three letters spell Emes. Melamed, Shabara, Ha'olam, Be'emes. To teach you, when the God created the world, the seal of God is truth. Shabbos 55a, the Gemara tells us, Beferish Chos, Mashal, Kosh, Baruch Hu, Emes. God's seal is truth, and he created the world with his imprint, with his seal. His seal is truth. Rosh, Devarcha, Emes, like the Pasuk says, in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, the beginning of your word is truth. So in other words, the beginning of God's word, the beginning of when he spoke and created the world, is truth. But the Baal term continues. Pasuk, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Vayar Elokim Es Ha'or Ki Tov, Vayar Elokim Es, Sofei Tevos, Aleph, Mem, Tov. God saw the light that it was good. Final letter spell, Emes, truth. Baal term continues, when God created animal, and when he created man in his image, Vayivra Elohim Es, Aleph, Mem, Tov. Elohim created beast, Elohim created man. You can't miss it. It's on my screen for you. Aleph, Mem, Tov, Parag Aleph, Psukim Chof, Aleph, Chof, Zayin, Vayivra Elohim Es, final letter spell, Emes. Vayar Elohim Es, and God saw. 131. Last pasuk of Perak Aleph. God saw all that he made, and behold, it was very good. Does everyone see Aleph Mem Tov? So do you see what I'm showing you here? All these instances. No one's nodding yes or no. Yes, you are. Okay. So woven into the entire fabric of creation is God's seal. You have to understand, like my brother once said to me a number of years ago, sometimes people, meaning today, regular people will come up with gematrias, and they'll say, isn't that cool? So my brother said, you have to know who's coming up with the gematria before you say it's MS, pun intended. My brother said, the Baal Term's a Rishon. The Baal Term wrote his prayers with a degree of Ruach Kodesh. The Baal Term tells us that this is MS, then it's absolute MS. And he brings us all these proofs. Bereishis 1:1, Bereishis 1:4, 1:21, 1:27, 1:31, and finally 2:3. Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, when the Torah talks about Yom HaShvi, Vayikadesh Oso, Vayikul HaShemayim Vartz V'chad Tzva'am, Vayichal Elokim B'yom HaShvi Melachter Osho Oso, Vayishpos B'yom HaShvi Mikom Melachter Osho Bar Elokim La'asos Be'alif Mem Tov, Bara Elokim La'asos, Sofei Toivil spell, Emes. Bara Elokim Es, Bereishis 1:1, Sofei Tevos, Emes. Vayar Elohim Es, Bereishis 1:4, he saw the light that it was good, Aleph Mem Tov, Sofei Tevos Emes. Vayivra Elohim Es, Sofei Tevos Emes. Vayar Elohim, what I thought was interesting about this Baal HaTurim is that each of these instances when the Torah embeds the hidden word Emes have to do with two Sharashim, Bara, creation, and Vayar, he saw. Bara, Vayar, Bara, Vayar and Bara. Now Hashem could do whatever he wants. The Torah is holy in divine nature. Hashem specifically wove into these two verbs to create and to see the word Emes, because I think that teaches us that we always have to strive to see the truth. And when we create by the work of our hands, we must make sure that what we are creating always has absolute truth. Whether we're creating relationships, whether we are creating food, whether we are creating parnasa, whether we are creating jobs, whatever create, a person must create with the midah of emes, and whatever you see, you must see with the midah of emes. It's very compelling that it is the sofei tevos in these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sofei tevos in these 6 psukim through my sabrishis that make up the word emes, and not the roshei tevos, not the roshei tevos, rather the sofei tevos. So I'm going to quote from Rabbi Lau's commentary to Pirkei Avos. Our sages state the seal of Akash Baruch Hu's truth. I already quoted that to you. Shabbos 55a, I believe. Nun Hei Amar Aleph. I think it could be 55b, but I think it's 55a. Okay. The Chavetz Chaim asks, why this trait, Emes, rather than so many other traits? Why do Chazal say that the seal of God is Emes? Why don't they see the seal of God is kindness, the seal of God is anything else? Why is the seal of God truth? The Chavetz Chaim answers, because other traits can be imitated. Truth is the one trait that if imitated, it is false. You can't imitate truth. You're either a person of truth and a being of MS, or you're not. But Rav Yisrael Meir Cohen HaKagan, the Chavetz Chaim adds another explanation. The image in a seal is backwards. It's backwards. So when you put it on the page, it's forward. So too with God's truth. One may raise many questions about divine justice. But when we study the occurrences of the world in retrospect, as though we are seeing the seal imprinted on paper, we see the truth embedded. God's seal of truth is backwards, so to speak, for only in retrospect do we recognize the truth. Sometimes when you look at the world head on, it's very hard to see the truth in such an occurrence. It's hard to see the truth of God when the world seems backwards and upside down. It's hard to see that a God of Emmaus could allow such things. I mentioned the Ramallah lynching. I'm sure, I hope you all remember the picture. One of the cholim we are learning for tonight is a very young child. It's hard to see in the world in which we live, how a God of Emes could allow tzaddikim to suffer, Rasha'im to prosper, how a God of Emes could allow the Emes to be so hidden from our world. So the Chavetz Chaim says, God's seal is truth, because just like a seal is backwards, and only when the imprint is seen, is it seen as forward. When we look at it head on, it's very hard to see the truth of the matter. Only perhaps in retrospect, when it's stamped on the paper, when we have the ability to look after the fact, do we see how it was truth. I'm quoting a short excerpt from the book Living On, Messages, Memories, and Miracles from the Harnof Massacre. It's actually coming up to the Yurtzeit. It was in Cheshvan. Okay, this is a piece dedicated to Rav Moshe Twersky by his Talmud, Rabbi Yehoshua Berman Shlita, in memory of Rav Moshe Twersky, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Vrach Hashem Yom Kom Damo. Now Rebbe is in Shemayim, occupying his incredible place in the Yeshiva Shamala, while we are left behind, reeling from the trauma of the horrific tragedy and indescribable loss. Perhaps we can gain a measure of comfort from something Rebbe once said in the wake of 9/11. At the time of 9/11, at the time of intense sorrow, we were all looking for solace and direction. And we went to Rebbe, or Moshe Twersky, and we said, Rebbe, what should we do? And Rebbe said, talk to Hashem. I don't mean during the Shmona Esrei. I mean just talk to Hashem. Intellectually, Rabbi Yehoshua Berman writes, we realize we are like the person looking through the keyhole in a hospital. And all you see is a hand holding a knife, cutting into someone's body. You look through the keyhole in the hospital into the OR, you don't see the full picture. You see a hand holding a knife cutting into someone's body. We cannot see more than that. So to us, it looks like outright murder. Of course, we know intellectually everything Hashem is doing and everything is ultimately for our own good. But that awareness is so in the abstract realm of our rational thinking. Our emotions are heaving and throbbing with intense anguish is our reality down here in the Olam Hama'isa. Well, it's very powerful that the seal of Hashem is this emes, because a seal, chosmo, the chosem on the stamp is backwards, so that it's forwards when you put on the paper. So when you look at the world head on, it's very hard to see the emes. Only in retrospect, perhaps, are we privy to see, are we privy to understand. So what must we do? Remember what Rav Moshe Twersky said, talk to Hashem. Share your pain with him. As hard as it is, allow yourself to connect to God, even in your most difficult moments. For in the Ribono Shel Olam, we will find strength. In the Ribono Shel Olam, we will find solace. How interesting is it that it's the Sofi Tevos, the end that spells Emes. It's not my own insight. I just, with Rav Lau, who comments from the Chavetz Chaim on the seal of God being backwards, putting together with Moshe Twersky on that insight from Living On, looking through the hospital room, I believe it was in the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach that I saw by Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, but I could be wrong. That's why it's the Sofei Tevos that spell MS, and not the Roshei Tevos. Because Sof Davar HaKol Nishma, Asa Elokim Yir'eh, Sometimes it's only at the end of the matter, at the end of the day. Sometimes it's only at the end of life that we see the emes, that it's clear and it's apparent. It's not roshei tevos, it's not the beginning of the matter, because sometimes and often the emes is so hidden from us. But if we just persevere with our amuna and our belief, we know that at the end of the day, sofi tevos, that chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prevail. And on that day, the emes will be apparent to all. The shir should bring us chus refuah shalema for the cholim Shlomo ben Saradina, Achanan Pesach ben Sara, Yohonas and Ezra ben Leah, Harav Shmuel ben Chavaleah besoch shar cholei. So we should be zocher, and we should be all led on the paths of din, shalom, and emes, personally, nationally, globally, for our people and our land. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos. I thank you all for learning with me. Kol tov, everybody. Thank you.